DJ Moore just posted the worst full season of his career and then got traded to Buffalo into Josh Allen's huddle. So the bet at his price isn't about last year. It's whether the league's most valuable fantasy quarterback resurrects a proven alpha. That's a watch, not a call. The Muff 2026 preview.
The 2025 season was a genuine collapse. 50 catches on just 85 targets, 5 a game for 682 yards and 6 touchdowns. 10-1 a game, WR 43 per game, lost in a crowded young Chicago offense that funneled targets to its rookies. The best game, a 2-touchdown afternoon against Pittsburgh in week 12, only underscored how quiet the rest of the year was. For a player with his track record, it was a lost season.
Because the ARC says this isn't who he is, Moore had finished between 11-7 and 16-9 a game for 5 straight seasons before this, including a 69-1364 yard career year in 2023. He's a career year 8 receiver with a long stable history of WR2 or better production. The 2025 line is the outlier, and it lines up with a Chicago room that simply stopped feeding him. What the data says, honestly, the volume crashed to 5 targets a game, and that's the worry. Targets are the stickiest receiver stat there is, and his fell off a cliff. His touchdown share at 24% is actually top quartile, which by our fade rule means the 6 scores have some give back in them. So the pure production read is mixed to cautious, low recent volume, a touchdown rate that regresses. Nothing in the numbers alone screams buy.
Muffed!
What screams is the situation, and it's context we can't model, which is exactly why this is a watch. Moore was traded to Buffalo for a swap of mid-round picks, reuniting with head coach Joe Brady, his coordinator in Carolina, for the 2 best seasons of his career. He steps in as a clear target for Josh Allen on an offense that openly needed receiver help. The flip side, it's a new system, and the Bills room is genuinely crowded. Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer all want the ball.
The price, pick 52, the 26th receiver. Verdict, watch list, the proven baseline, and the Allen and Brady reunion point up, the collapsed volume and a crowded depth chart point down. And the new offense means we're guessing on the split. The counter for him, a proven alpha catching from a top 3 fantasy quarterback, reunited with the coach who got his best at WR26, is how bounce backs are found. Against, he just ran 5 targets a game and Buffalo spreads it around. Know you're buying the situation, not the 2025 tape.
September watch the target share in Buffalo. Does Allen make him a clear number 1, or is it a committee? And the touchdown rate, where 6 on low volume could swing either way. Your guys every week. Next preview's cued.